Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman, remembered by Avram Goldhar, and through Maseches Tainis, Daf Chavtes, the fourth parak, B'Shloshim Prakim. The majority of this daf discusses the tragic events that occurred on Tisha B'Av, and the halachas related to the day. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, after the Gemara lists the events that led to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's decree that the Jewish people would not be permitted to enter the land, it brings the pasuk that describes the people's response to the hearing the spies' reports. And all the congregation lifted their voices and the nation cried that night. Rabbah said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Osa Yom Erev Tisha B'Av Haya. The day the spies returned was Erev Tisha B'Av, which means they cried the night of Tisha B'Av. You cried a crying for no reason. Therefore, I shall fix for you on this day a crying for generations. Point number two, the Gemara brings a braisa that details the events that led to the destruction of Bais Rishon. On the 7th of Av, the Nachrim entered the Heichal, and they ate and did the base acts there on the 7th and 8th. And on the 9th, close to evening, they set it on fire, and it continued to burn the entire day of the 10th of Av, as it stated in the Pasuk, Oy lanu kipan ha'yom ki natu saloi erev. Woe to us that the day is turned, that the shadows of evening are coming. Based on this, that the base of Migdash burned primarily on the 10th of Av, Rabbi Yochanan said, Imale ha'is bo'osu ador, ukavati ve'el ba'asiri. Had I lived in that generation, I would have fixed the fast on the 10th of the month. The Rabban fixed on the 9th of Av because Aschalta de Paranusa Adifa. It's better to fix the day based on the start of the tragedy. And point number three, Rav Yehuda Breid, Rav Shmuel Bar Shila said in the name of Rav, Keshem Shemen Niknas Av Mematim Besimcha, Kach Meshen Niknas Adar, Marbim Besimcha. Just as when Av begins, we diminish our Simcha, so too when Adar begins, we increase our Simcha. Rav Papa said, Hilkach Bar Yisrael De Eislein Dinaba Hadi Nachri, therefore when a Jew has a court case in a non-Jewish court with a Nachri, Lishtamim Minei Ba'av Derei Mazale, he should avoid him during the month of Av, when a Jew's muzzle is bad, and should make himself available to go during Adar when his muzzle is good. So once again, the three points are number one. After the Gemara lists the events that led to Kosh Baruch Hu's decree that the Jewish people would not be permitted to enter the land, it brings a pasuk that describes the people's response to hearing the spies' report. And all the congregation lifted their voices and the nation cried that night. Rabbi said, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Osa Yom Erev Tisha B'Av Haya. The day the spies returned was Erev Tisha B'Av, which means they cried the night of Tisha B'Av. Amalem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Atem Bechisim Bechia Shochinam, V'ani Koveh Alechem Bechila Doros. You cried a crying for no reason. Therefore, I shall fix for you on this day a crying for generations. Point number two, the Gemara brings a braisa that details the events that led to the destruction of Bais Rishon. V'shiva Nichnasu Nachrim LaHeichal. On the 7th of Av, the Nachrim entered the Heichal, and they ate and did the base acts there on the 7th and 8th. And on the 9th, close to evening, they set it on fire, and it continued to burn the entire day of the 10th of Av. As it says in the Pasuk, Oy lanu kipan ha'yom ki natu tzalhoi erev. Woe to us that the day is turned, that the shadows of evening are coming. Based on this, that the base of Migdash burned primarily on the 10th of Av, Rabbi Yochanan said, Imale ha'isi be'osu ador, ukavati ve'el be'asiri. Had I lived in that generation, I would have fixed the fast on the 10th of the month. The Rabban fixed it on the 9th because Aschalta Teparanusa Adifa. It's better to fix the day based on the start of the tragedy. And pointing with Rabbi Yehuda Breid, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Shila said in the name of Yochanan, Keshem Shemen Niknas Av Mematim Besimcha, Kach Meshen Niknas Adar Marbim Besimcha. Just as when Av begins, we diminish our Simcha, so too when Adar begins, we increase our Simcha. Rabbi Papa said, Hilchok Bar Yisrael De Eisle Dinaba Hadi Nachri. Therefore, when a Jew has a court case in a non-Jewish court with a Nachri, he should avoid him during the month of Av when a Jew's mazel is bad, and should make himself available to go during Adar when his mazel is good. All right, so now we go to our Simmer Daf Chavtes, and our standard simmon is a cot. A cot. So here goes. While the kids were crying on the cot over nothing, their Nachri neighbor started to light their toy temple on fire, knowing he would be spared in court during the month of Av. Once again, it's slow motion. While the kids were crying on the cot over nothing, cot, that must be more daf chavtes. While the kids were crying on the cot over nothing, which reminds us of Kosh Baruch Hu said to the people cried on the night of Tisha B'Av, upon hearing the spies report, Atem bechisim bechir shalchinam, v'ani koveh lechem bechil adoros. You cried a crying for no reason, therefore I shall fix for you on this day a crying for generations. So while the kids were crying on the cot over nothing, their Nachri neighbors started to light their toy temple on fire, which reminds us that on the 9th of Av, close to evening, the Beis HaMikdash was set on fire, and it continued to burn the entire day of the 10th of Av. Based on this, that the Beis HaMikdash burned primarily on the 10th of Av, Rabbi Yochanan said that had he lived in that generation, he would have fixed the fast day on the 10th of Av. But the Rabban fixed on the 9th because, as Chalat Tabanusa Adifa, it's better to fix the day based on the start of the tragedy. So while the kids were crying on the cot over nothing, their Nachri neighbor started to light their toy temple on fire, knowing he would be spared in court during the month of Av. Which reminds us that we learn Kashem Shemiknis Av Mat Mesimcha, Kach Meshiknis Adar Marbim Mesimcha. Just as when Av begins, we diminish our simcha, so too when Adar begins, we increase our simcha. Papa said, therefore, when a Jew has a court case in a non-Jewish court with a Nachri, he should avoid him during the month of Av when a Jew's muzzle is bad and should make himself available to go during Adar when his muzzle is good. So once again, while the kids were crying on the cot over nothing, their Nachri neighbor started to light their toy temple on fire, knowing he would be spared in court during the month of Av. All right, now it's time for a four blot back Chazara. Dav Chav Hei, so the Sim Dav Chav Hei is a silver anniversary. So here goes. This silver anniversary party, that must mean Dav Chav Hei. This silver anniversary party was a disaster when the husband and wife were seated at the only table with two legs, which reminds us that the Gemara recounts incidents of Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa's poverty with the bread miraculously being produced in the oven, the golden leg that came down from Shemayim that they returned since it meant that in the future they'd be sitting at a two-legged table, and the story of his daughter who used vinegar instead of oil for Shabbos Lech. So this silver anniversary party was a disaster when the husband and wife were seated at the only table with two legs, and the caterer, who was not a forgiving person, which reminds us that the Baskol explained the reason Rabbi Akiva was the answer when he dumped rain and Rabbi Yezer was not because this one is greater than that one. Ella, Shazem Mavriyam Midosa v'Zeinu Mavriyam Midosa. Rather, it's because this one, referring to Rabbi Akiva, is a forgiving person, and this one, referring to Rabbi Eliezer, is not. So, this summer anniversary party was a disaster when the husband and wife were seated at the only table with two legs, and the caterer, who was not a forgiving person, told the waiters to feed the kids before they whined for food, or, after a long delay, after they begged them and apologized for making noise. Which reminds us that Shmuel Katan explained to the people that being answered with rainfall the day of Atinus, either before sunrise or delayed after Shki, is not a shevach to them. It's only a shevach when the Shulik Sibur says Mashiva Ruch, and the winds blow immediately, and then he says, Umarita Geshem, and the rains fall immediately. Dav Chavav, so the Simur Dav Chavav is a military coup. So here goes. The military coup, that must be more Dav Chavav. The military coup that overran one of the Ma'amados, standing by a carbon, which reminds us that the Mishnah teaches that the institution of Ma'amados was instituted because it's necessary that the tummy which is brought on behalf of the Jewish people have representatives of the Jewish people there when it's offered. So the military coup that overran one of the Ma'amados, standing by a carbon, while destroying temple cities and tablets on their way, which reminds us that the Mishnah lists the five calamities that occurred on Shivat Arba Tammuz and the five that occurred on Tisha B'Av. So the military coup that overran one of the Ma'amados, standing by carbon, while destroying temple cities and tablets on their way, came across a drunken Kohen who was forbidden to bless the people. Which reminds us that the Gemara brings an asmachta that juxtaposes the Kohen Mevarach to the Parsha of Nazir to teach that just as a Nazir is forbidden to drink wine, so too the Kohen that is Mevarach is forbidden to drink wine. Midrabanan. Daf Chavzayin. So the Simur Daf Chavzayin is a kazoo. So here goes. The 24 groups of kazoo players, that must be more Daf Chav Zayin. The 24 groups of kazoo players, which reminds us of this Malchus and how the Mishmaros grew to eventually becoming 24. So the 24 groups of kazoo players who buzz a massive Amaisa Breshi symphony, while one boy sang the Bama Eda song, which reminds us that the Mishnah had said that the Yisraelim that were part of the Mishmar, that were not located in Yerushalayim, would gather in their towns and read from Maisa Breshis. The Gemara asks what the connection is between the Ma'amados and Maisa Breshis. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Achav said in the name of Rasi, Imali Ma'amados Niskayim Ushmaim Ba'aretz, if not for the Ma'amados, referring to the Karbonis that the Ma'amados represent, heaven and earth would not continue to exist. The Gemara teaches that when Avraham Avinu asked B'Ma'ida, he was asking how Klal Yisrael will survive when they sin and there's no Beis HaMikdash and no Karbanis. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu tells him that he'll consider our learning the Parsha of Karbanis as if we had brought them and we will be forgiven. So the 24 groups of kazoo players who buzzed a massive Maisa Bereshi symphony while one boy sang the B'Ma'ida song were told they could not play on Sundays as it would definitely insult the note stream and they might feel weak after Shabbos. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings three reasons why the Ma'amados don't fast on Sunday, either because of the note stream will be insulted, or it's the third day from our creation and we're weakest then, or because the Neshama Seir has left us Motzi Shabbos, so we are weak on Sundays. Daf Chav Ches, so the Sim Daf Chav Ches is a strong man, Koach. So here goes. The strong man, that must be Murandav Chavchez. The strong man who proudly started out carrying his large pile of donated wood to the temple, which reminds us of Chami explained the background of the Zman Atzei Kohanim Baha'am, the wood festival of the Kohanim and the people, which took place 9 times a year. When the exiles, the sanitaries, who from Babel, they didn't find any wood in the Lushkas HaEtzim, and these families stood up and donated wood of their own, and the prophets who were among them made the following condition that even when the Lushkas HaEtzim is full of wood, these families will continue to donate wood of their own. So the strong man who proudly started out carrying his large pile of donated wood to the temple while singing only a half hallel in Rosh Chodesh Nisan because it was not a chiyuv d'oraisa, which reminds the Gemara why the Mishnah did not list Rosh Chodesh Nisan as a day when there is no mamet, since just like Rosh Chodesh Tevis, it's a day when there is a hallel, a musaf, and a wood offering. Rava said this indicates that the hallel of Rosh Chodesh is not a d'oraisa. As Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yohai Tzadok, there are 18 days a year when an individual who davens alone must say the entire hallel, and Rosh Chodesh isn't listed. So the strong man who proudly started out carrying his large pile of donated wood to the temple while singing only a half hallel in Rosh Chodesh Nisan because it was not a chiyuv d'oraisa, smashed his logs of wood to the ground when he discovered his donation day was actually the 17th of Tammuz. Which reminds us, the Gemara inquires, how is it known that the luchos were broken on Shiva Sabar Tammuz? And answers that since the day Moshe went into the cloud was the 7th of Sivan, it means that he was there for the last 24 days in Sivan and the first 16 days of Tammuz, and he descended on the 17th of Tammuz and broke the luchos. All right, that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.